As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello folks, Dominic here. Thank you for your patience while I am taking my break. A bit of time off has done wonders for my mental and emotional energy, and I am optimistic that 2021 will be the best year yet for the podcast. The show will return on January 31st. In the meantime, I would like to introduce my new research assistant. Alyssa Day is a student in the UK studying at the University of Cambridge. She specializes in New Kingdom administration and government, particularly high officials of the 18th and 19th dynasties. So, her research specialty overlaps perfectly with the next phase of our story. I am excited to have Alyssa on board, and to introduce her, I asked her to record a little introduction. So, here is Alyssa, the newest member of the team.
Hi there, my name's Alyssa Day and I'm currently an MPhil, or Master of Philosophy student, at Selwyn College, University of Cambridge. Previously, I studied Egyptology, focusing primarily on the language, with a minor in Mandarin Chinese at the University of Liverpool. My research focuses mainly on the role of the vizier in the 18th and 19th dynasties of Egypt. For my thesis this year, I'm looking at the title strings of viziers in the 18th dynasty to see if we can map a standard career trajectory for a vizier, although this is a work in progress. I did my undergraduate dissertation on the text of the duties of the vizier and considered whether we could classify the text using our current understanding of ancient Egyptian genre. I became interested in Egyptology through my study of languages. I was lucky enough to take Japanese at school, and this got me interested in languages of different cultures. Because of my growing interest in pictorial languages, in my penultimate year of school, I attended the University of Liverpool's Hieroglyph Summer School, and from there decided to do Egyptology. My first interest in Egyptology was from a linguistic perspective, but I soon became interested in its complex history and language, as well as the history of neighbouring ancient Nubia in modern-day Sudan. In the long term, I'm hoping to continue to research viziers in a larger time period for my PhD, and then hopefully work as a lecturer in Egyptology in the future, or in higher education more generally. I'm hoping that my research will help us to further understand what a vizier actually does, and the trends in how they choose to present themselves in ancient biographies. I applied for the role of research assistant for the podcast, as I wanted to put my degree in Egyptology into practice. I'm also particularly interested in outreach and education, and I'm hoping to help with the podcast's continued efforts to demystify ancient Egyptian history and make Egyptology a more accessible subject for the wider public. So far, I've been researching a range of topics, such as tomb artwork and decoration in the 18th and 19th dynasties, the careers of kings and high officials, as well as information about specific office holders, such as the viceroys of Kush. I'm really looking forward to researching more topics and helping Dominic to continue his awesome work on the podcast.
Thanks, Alyssa, and welcome to the History of Egypt podcast. Folks, I am thrilled to have Alyssa on board. The work she is doing has exceeded my expectations, and I am confident we will produce great things in the future. Please join me in welcoming Alyssa, and if you feel like it, consider following her on Twitter, links in the episode description. Or see my posts on Facebook and Twitter to give her a welcome shout-out. That's all from me. I'll be back soon. Take care, and may the Aten and Amun, King of the Gods, bless you.
History isn't black and white, yet too often it's presented as such. Grey History, The French Revolution is a long-form history podcast dedicated to exploring the ambiguities and nuances of the past. From a revolution of hope and liberty to the infamous Reign of Terror, you can't understand the modern world without understanding the French Revolution. So search for the French Revolution today.